on the Coyote Sports Network. From Learfield, this is the YokeCast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics, taking you inside the stories of Coyote athletes, coaches, administrators, and more. Now, here's your host, John Thayer.
Hey, what's up? How are you? We're back for another episode of the YokeCast podcast. As you close in on the final games of the regular season for basketball, Summit League Tournament is coming up. And that means other Summit League championships are underway or getting underway as well. So lots of things going on right now. We've got to send out a huge congratulations to the swim and dive team. Head coach Jason Mahold was named the Summit League Swim Coach of the Year after the Coyotes finished in second place in both the men's and women's team standings. Not only that, South Dakota had two different swimmers, male swimmers, that reached NCAA standards and will move on to the NCAA competition. So really exciting time for the program, first time ever for the University of South Dakota, and it happens coming the first year of the new natatorium. And so what a special time for them, and you get to hear from them coming up here in just a little bit. Lots of things to be decided for basketball, obviously seeding purposes as games continue to pluck away throughout the course of the week. And, you know, unfortunately in the Summit League on the final day of the regular season, we've got three evening tonight games. Two of them are later on with 7 or 8 o'clock start times on Saturday. Of course, our game, the early game at 1 o'clock, and then North Dakota State is at 4 o'clock. So we'll get done with the game in Vermilion and potentially could be waiting on other games to see where South Dakota is going to be seated in the Summit League tournament. But we'll see how things play out for the rest of the week. Final game of the regular season for the Coyote men and women's basketball teams coming up on Saturday. The men's team at 1 o'clock. The women's team will play in Brookings at 6 o'clock. So if you can make it to either game and support the teams, certainly get out and do so. It's senior day for the men's team in the Sanford Coyote Sports Center. Might be one of the most interesting groups of seniors that we'll recognize. One, of course, has made a huge impact in Cameron Fenn's. One senior has been here for a year. He's played very minimally. Caleb Kaiser, a great dude. And then the other two were added at semester, so we've only seen them for a few weeks. So really special to see this group being recognized and honored on Saturday. And we'll see how the game plays out. South Dakota and South Dakota State. Coming up in the show, we will chat with Patience Williams of the women's basketball team as they're in the final week of the regular season. But first, I had a chance to catch up with Nick Rounds and Alex Parkinson, who had great success at the Summit League Swim and Dive Championships, and both will be on to NCAA competition. Nick and Alex, first of all, congratulations on the success in swimming. Obviously, you guys closed in on Denver, who's always been a really, really good swim program. Nick, I'll start with you. What was that moment like just as a group and as a team, knowing that you're right in contention?
You know, it was a lot of fun. We had all the guys there. We knew it was our last time competing against Denver, and we put forth our best performance. It was so much fun just having all the guys there and really just fighting for that title. We got really close in the end, but, you know, seconds count.
Awesome opportunity, certainly. Alex, what did it mean to you to go through that event and hit an NCAA standard time?
It felt pretty great. I knew that I was scoring points for my team. I didn't expect to hit the NCAA cut as hard as I did.
What goes into the training process for you in the longer events to get yourself ready to compete at a high level?
Just a whole lot of really brutal sets in practice. Just lots of either a lot of really fast small distances or a couple of fast long distances in practices.
Nick, what you obviously had a very successful meet and charging through a lot of events, very successful at. It's packed into 4 days. How do you continue to keep yourself ready for the next opportunity?
It's all in the food and sleeping. I mean, every day you get 10 hours of sleep. And then so we get meals as a team, but my parents are usually there, so I'll eat with my parents, and I'll eat massive burgers, burritos, pancakes, anything I can, and then I'm sleeping in between sessions every day, 2 hour nap. You just really have to work on your recovery in between sessions.
One of the really cool things out of this whole event was that Jason Mahold was named the Coach of the Year. What'd that mean to you, knowing that you were a big part of that and helping him claim an honor that I know he'll say belongs to the team, but he's meant a great deal to this program?
Yeah, his coaching is just great. I mean, bringing this team to where it is now and, like, me being a part of it, it's incredible to have him as a coach and to be with him every day, knowing that he's put forth that performance and he earned that Coach of the Year title.
Alex, what has Coach Mahold meant to you as you've worked through your college swim career?
He's meant a whole lot. He's been really encouraging, supportive. He's a great coach all around, and a really fun person to be around.
Were you always a swimmer, or when did swimming become a part of your life that you could excel at?
I've pretty much always been a swimmer. I've been put into the pool since, like, probably I was like 4 or 5 years old, and I've just found out that it's consistently what I'm better at doing, and I've chosen this sport over others.
Nick, was swimming always in your life? When did you know it could be something that you could do at the next level?
So when I was a kid, I was pretty good, but I just hated it. And so up until high school, I did every other sport besides swimming. And then I knew the coach well in my high school, and he kind of dragged me back into it. And he really encouraged me and showed me that I could be great. And since then, I've kind of just kept going with it.
Obviously, you're good at a lot of events. What's your favorite, and what's one that you really have to fight through to have success in?
I would say the 50 is my favorite event for sure. It's the shortest. You're in and out 20 seconds. And the water's really cold, and so I like to get out of the water as fast as I can. That's why I like the 50 so much. And I'd say anything over 200 is just terrible. We had a meet a while back now, about a month ago, where I did the 500, and it's a different type of pain. Like, all swimming hurts, but that kind of distance swimming is just, it burns.
Alex, you go back to your decision time to come to the University of South Dakota. Why choose here? What made this the spot that you wanted to continue your swim career at?
The main point of coming here for me was the community, the whole swim team, the coaches, and the connections between everyone was just really great to be around. I knew that this would be the kind of environment that I would thrive in, and these kinds of people we would form good connections, and I feel like we could support each other and become a great team.
Well, you've certainly thrived. We've never had swimmers hit NCAA standard marks. You guys have done that, and now you get the opportunity to keep competing. What does that mean when you are a part of history at the University of South Dakota?
It feels pretty incredible, kind of weird knowing that I'm one of the first. But yeah, it feels incredible, and I'm glad to have been a part of this team, and I'm glad to be a part of when it happened.
Nick, did you know? Do you know right away what the marks are, and if you had hit it, or how did that kind of hit you when you realized it and understood it?
Yeah, I knew what the mark was because I had gone the exact NCAA standard at midseason, and I knew that I had to be that number or better. And after my prelim swim, I was feeling a little nervous because I didn't quite make it. But in my final swim, as soon as I saw it, I knew that I had hit it. And it was a weird feeling, honestly. I didn't really know how to react. I kind of sat there in the water for a second, just, like, looking at the number. I don't know. I was really excited. I started celebrating, looking at all my friends. Everybody was cheering for me. It was kind of an unreal moment.
The good news is it extends your season, right? So the training continues. What does it look like now for you as you get ready for what's next?
So for now, the goal is to try to build back up as much as we can. I think we leave in 30 days, so we have about 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks of just hard, hard practices to try to break us down, and then we go right back into recovery mode and try to be as rested as possible for the meet.
You guys have been able to compete in the new Natatorium, and obviously you've had plenty of practices here. Alex, how would you describe competing in the new Natatorium with a crowd here and everything that you guys have experienced?
it feels very different compared to last year, and definitely in a good way. You can hear the audience now, and the pool quality is feels a lot better.
Nick, you've obviously had some events here, and I know there was one in particular where there's a good student crowd and some of that. How crazy is that when you're swimming? And I mean, a lot of times, obviously, there's water flying around and everything, but I know you can feel that energy.
Yeah, you definitely feed off the energy, especially in shorter races, because everybody's cheering and the adrenaline just builds. And swimming with a crowd for the first time was so nice, because before, when we were in the dome, you couldn't really get any parents or any spectators in there. And if they are in there, they're kind of watching from behind a glass field, so you can't hear them. And hearing the crowd cheer for you this year and seeing all the students show up, it really meant a lot, and it made the meet so much more fun.
As someone who's had success in a sport that they didn't always particularly like, what would be your message to someone to just keep grinding through it and find out if it's for you?
If you have something that you're good at, you should explore that opportunity. Obviously, I didn't always like swimming, and I'm not saying to do something that you hate. If you hate it, get out of it, but if there's an opportunity there and you can take that chance, that's just what I just stuck it out, and now I love it. It's what I do.
Alex, what do you like the most about swimming?
A mix of the feeling of being in the water and the energy of racing. It's the feeling of competition, and especially in a race, is invigorating in ways I can't really describe.
Well, we're excited for it. Congratulations, guys. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. And good luck 30 days from now. I know a lot of people have eyes on it, so good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That is Nick Rounds and Alex Parkinson. Both are sophomores at the University of South Dakota. Both have made history with hitting NCAA standard marks. So, end of March into early April, we'll see how their competition goes, and hopefully a great deal of success for those two. There's also a meet coming up here in a couple of weeks for the swim and dive team. It's kind of like the NIT, the basketball NIT, but for swimming. And South Dakota is going to send a handful of athletes to that competition. So hopefully a lot of success for them coming up here in the next couple of weeks. I also had a chance this week to chat with Patience Williams, who chose to play her final season of college basketball at USD, right now averaging just about 8 points and 7 rebounds per contest for the Yotes, a big presence inside for USD. We talked about her basketball career and her decision to spend her final year at South Dakota.
Patience, we've hit the final week of the regular season, and before you know it, we're on to the Summit League basketball tournament. Has it felt like the season has flown by, or does it feel like it's been 4 months of basketball?
No,
what's the feeling right now?
It feels like it went by so fast. It feels like it was just summer when I just met all these girls for the first time, and now we're here fighting for our lives and trying to push to see where we could stand in the tournament. It's so crazy, and I'm so thankful for the journey.
How do you put into words this season? I mean, I know we've talked about it before, but this group, for the most part, came together in the summer, right? You had to grow to love each other very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. A lot of wins. You're in the top, towards the top of the standings of the Summit League tournament, or Summit League standings. Mm-hmm. How do you put into words what this season has been?
Memorable, surprising. It was tough, but it was all worth it. It's been a crazy adventure, especially with us not knowing how we were going to be this season, especially not knowing how we were going to be in the tournament and how we're going to be in the league. But we put our faith in each other and we trusted each other throughout the year, and now we're here and now we're just thankful.
What, when you look back at your career up to this point, and obviously you're making a push in the final, however many games are left, mm-hmm. How would you describe what your career has been?
It's been one heck of a journey, I'm not gonna lie. Coming from JUCO in South Florida to ending up here now in South Dakota, I would have never thought I'd be back here up home. I never would have thought my life would have went up and down, and facing all these different waves of life, of basketball and everything. I'm just, especially COVID. So I'm just happy that I'm here, and I'm happy that God's blessed me for my last year, and I really want to do something special here, and I feel like we have been doing that. So I'm just thankful that for COVID for the extra year, for JUCO for the extra year, thank you for the NCAA for having me.
How would you explain, like, obviously you played JUCO, you played other places before you got to South Dakota. Mm. How would you explain to somebody how these places compare basketball-wise, or how different they are, the different levels that you've played at?
Definitely, I feel like the higher you go, the more expectations you have of yourself. And I feel like coaches hold you to a different standard of every single level I was at. And I feel like every single coach that I've had, especially Coach Carey, has pushed me and held me to what I can be and what I can't be. That's why when I'm not playing well, I'm not doing something that I know she knows I could do. It's not just disappointing in myself, it's disappointing to her, because these coaches and my teammates pour so much into me.
How much does that just force you to lock in that much more? I mean, you've played a lot of good basketball mm-hmm. here. I know there's been games that you wish you'd played better yes. in. There's always going to be things like that. And when you start to look around and you talk about disappointing coach, or it's not just you, yeah. right, that's feeling it, how much does that motivate you for the next time out?
It just makes me want to go harder, makes me want to get more. We do this thing where we tell ourselves play by play, stop by stop, possession by possession. So even though I messed up in these last two possessions, I still have another one. I still have another one with these girls. And I think that's what's really been pushing all of us together as a team.
When you look at this past weekend, obviously senior day on Saturday, and mm-hmm. I know your team wanted to get that win, mm-hmm. But going through the senior day recognition, how special was that? What did that mean to you?
It was so special. It made me realize how much I love these girls. I love the coaches and the community that pour so much in me, especially PJ. Everybody knows that the girl women's basketball team loves PJ, and just seeing how much trust and how much faith and love he had for us when we first got here, and we didn't even know who he was for real, but we were like, he loves us so much, and just feeling all that love and feeling all the gratitude, and it just made me feel so grateful and want to pour back to what this community has given me.
You have talked a lot about the community, not just right now, but anytime you talk. Mm-hmm. How do you explain, you know, it's not even, you haven't even been here a full year.
Yeah.
But you have really embraced this community, and you have felt the community embrace you.
Yeah.
How do you describe or feel that love?
Oh, man, from the donors, I'm so thankful for the donors. I mean, they really take their time to come to practice, to get to know us, to get to know who we are, and they pour their trust in us. I mean, every single day when I see them, either downtown or walking around, they're always saying hi to me. They're always telling me how proud they are of me. They're always saying how thankful they are that I'm here, and it means something different, because you don't really get that from the other schools. I mean, you get introduced to the donors, you're like, hey, these are who pay for the program. Just always say hi to them, but like, the donors here, the people here, they stop and say hi to you. They care about how you're doing, and that's something different.
Does that just add motivation when you can yes. tell that other people care so deeply?
Yes, it makes me want to go even harder. It makes me want to get that championship ring and bring it here.
You talk about that championship ring, and obviously the focus this week is on the rest of the regular season. Mm-hmm. Then you'll get eyes on the Summit League tournament. 2 seed, 3 seed, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. But you'll lock into that when the tournament rolls around. You've been around this group for many weeks now. Mm-hmm. And you've talked so much about how much you care for this team and love this team and want to do well for this team. Mm-hmm. Why can this group be a group that gets to that final day of the Summit League tournament and eventually reaches the goals?
I feel like we have the pieces. We have the inside game. We have the outside game. We have everything we need. And I know, I feel like some people forget that we're a new team, and that sometimes when these losses happen, these mistakes happen, we're still learning each other. And I feel like the emphasis of this whole week we're doing is just really keying on who's good at what in what area, and how can we attack and how can we do this. And I feel like these next two games are really going to show what we're starting to build for the tournament. And I think once that clicks with us, we're going to be good.
When you look at the four seniors, you know, I've said this before, it might be the most impactful senior group that South Dakota has had on a particular team. Mm-hmm. Because it was four seniors that came together, had not spent any time here, mm-hmm. but have made an incredible impact on the floor, community, all of that. Because you can see, you talked about PJ, you can see how much he loves you gals, and you guys share that with him. But when you think about that, and at some point you'll get the chance to look back and be like, wow, that was really, really special. Mm-hmm. But four seniors that came together, common goal, it's working right now. This team's winning games. Mm-hmm. How does that happen?
It happens with just us being on the same page. I mean, we all came here knowing that it was our last year and we wanted to do something special. No matter if it's, thank God, winning the national championship, but winning a tournament and just making an impact for ourselves. So when we hit the when we hit the real world, we have something to hold on to, and we have something to that know that we did something special at the end of our days. Dang, that sounds like we're like old or something.
You're far from old, I promise you that. There'll be some day when you look back and say, I can't believe back then I thought I was old or getting old or whatever. But you look at the future now. You talk about the real world.
Mm-hmm.
What's next for you after this? You going to chase down more basketball dreams or what's next?
Definitely, definitely. I don't think I'm ready to let go of basketball. I do want to play on and move and go pro. Hopefully go there for a couple years and maybe come back and coaching or something. I don't know.
You got a coaching interest?
Yeah. I'd be coaching my girls up in practice sometimes. You know, I'd be telling them like, hey, here's the back door. Here's this. How's it you could improve? And I like it, but I don't know. It's just up in the air.
If you end up getting into coaching, what has driven that desire to maybe coach, not just while you're on the floor, but maybe from the sideline?
Just seeing how coaching really is impactful. Having a good coach, having a good mentor by your side really does help shape the person you are and shape the person that you want to be, to see that somebody really cares about you. So I feel like as I get more older, I can give that to someone else and push them to be the best they can be.
You're far from done with basketball, mm-hmm. Not only at USD, but obviously chasing that dream of playing professionally.
Mm-hmm.
Up to this point, what has the game of basketball meant to you?
It's meant so much. I feel like it saved me so many times when I was at my lowest. It has showed me so much love and grace and taught me so many lessons on life, and I'm forever grateful for this game. And I hope to pass it on, and I try to live it on to the younger girls that are here to really cherish all this, because it's nothing like college basketball. You can't experience this anywhere else.
How much have you been able to share some of your experiences with younger players, whether it's here or anywhere else, and just kind of help them understand that you keep grinding, you can get a great opportunity?
I feel like now I'm doing that a lot to the younger girls, especially that come see me play, and especially to the people back home, because not all of us had college basketball experience. Not all of us played D1. Not all of us. Some of my friends are still grinding out in JUCO trying to make it out. And I'm just telling them to keep their head down, trust God, and find somebody who believes in them and can take them where they need to go, like I did.
You know, there's always a lot of things that go on in basketball games. Obviously, you guys are always focused on the game, but you experienced the Native American Heritage mm-hmm. Game, and they've celebrated all month Black History Month and mm-hmm. things like that. What does it mean when you see the programs or the university really embracing different cultures and trying to help people, A, understand it, mm-hmm. and B, appreciate it?
It just shows how much they care about the different cultures and the different people here at the university, because you don't really get that a lot. You don't really see many people embrace the different people in their communities. So when you see this and you experience it here, it's just like, it's bigger than basketball, you know? It's bigger than what we're playing for. It's bigger than who we are, and it means a lot.
At the end of the day, this group, you've talked about it so much. It means a great deal to you, even though it's been a short time mm-hmm. together. What has to happen here over the next couple of weeks for this team to reach its highest peak and do something really special?
We have to really lock down on the small mistakes, because every time when we watch film and we watch the little things, it's just the little breakdowns that we have in the game. And if we want to be a great, great team, we can't have that when we're playing against other great teams and other great coaching staffs. We have to lock down on the things, the players. We have to lock down on the scouts, the plays, and we can't have breakdowns like we have. Like, even if we miss a shot, the next stop, we have to go get the next rebound. We have to eliminate all the little things that we miss. And I think when we do that and we fix that, we're going to be good.
I know so many people have appreciated watching you play and seeing you spend a year at USD. Have a great rest of the season, however many games that is. I hope a lot for you, and good luck in the future, whatever it brings.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That is Patience Williams. She is a senior on the women's basketball team for South Dakota. Before we wrap things up, let's take a look at what is going on in Coyote Athletics. On Friday, the Summit League Indoor Track and Field Championships get underway in Grand Forks, North Dakota. They're scheduled for Friday and Saturday. Results for Coyote athletes will be available at goyotes.com. The softball team is scheduled to play in Miami, Florida. They will head down to the FIU Invitational. The Coyote softball team is currently 3-12 on the season, scheduled Friday to play Harvard and Fordham, both the morning competitions for the Yotes. And then South Dakota will play a couple of matchups on Saturday and one more on Sunday before they wrap up their play in Miami, Florida. Also on Saturday, the basketball teams will wrap up their regular season. The Coyote men will play at home in the afternoon at 1 o'clock against South Dakota State, trying to get a regular season sweep of the Jackrabbits. 1 p.m. tip-off in the Sanford Coyote Sports Center. The women's basketball team will be on the road at South Dakota State. They, too, are going for a regular season sweep. Tip-off between South Dakota and South Dakota State on Saturday evening is set for 6 o'clock. You can hear both of those games on the Coyote Sports Network, and also both of those games will be available on the Summit League Network as well as Midco Sports. So we'll see how things play out here over the next week or so, and then Saturday night, of course, a little bit late, but Saturday night, we should have the bracket available. If not, it'll be Sunday morning. We'll have the bracket available for the Summit League Tournament at the Denny Sanford Premier Center in Sioux Falls, which gets underway next week. That's it for us this week. I'm John Thayer. Have yourself a tremendous rest of your weekend. As always, stay safe and go Yotes.
Thanks for listening to YoteCast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Coyote Sports Network.